All right, so we're picking up over here on Laman Gimel Amud Aleph. All right, we have a lengthy discussion, so we'll be a shorter shiur. Anyway, so let's pick up now with Rav Sheshes. So what do we have? So we have, we'll just think in terms of Rashi. We opened up a little bit in the riff yesterday, but let's we'll continue learning basically going to Rashi. So Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman were both learning that essentially is the difference between a mumcha and an eino mumcha. Right? Only question is, is it enough for the mumcha to overturn his own decision, or does he need a godly menu to be there for him to overturn his decision? But the mumcha can render his prior decision an error, whereas the eino mumcha can't. Okay. But now, Rav Sheshes has a different idea. Rav Sheshes Omar, Kan Sheto Bidvar Mishneh, Kan Sheto B'Shikol Hadas. Okay. What does that mean, Rashi? Go ahead. Someone take it? Okay. So Rav Sheshes says, if he made a mistake in a Dvar Mishnah, what's a Dvar Mishnah mean? That his mistake is found in a Mishnah, b'divar Mishnah. Rashi just leaves that there, because the Gemara is going to explain what divar Mishnah means. It doesn't necessarily mean a Mishnah per se, okay? But his mistake is found in, let's say, something that's some obvious thing, right? Something that's taught. So then, ein dino din legamri v'chozer. So then, even if he's a hedgeot, right? Rav Sheshes is not making the chilek of kan b'mumcha kan b'hedyot, right? He's saying it has to do with what kind of a mistake he made. So if his mistake was in the Dvar Mishnah, so then Rashi says what? It's not a din at all, really. Ein dino din legamri v'chozer. What does it mean, v'chozer? As a yes, yeah. Ain dino din legamri. Does that mean he didn't do anything? It was like a null, statement. But then chozer is not exactly right, but okay. But you can say chozer means that the money goes back. Okay. But if he's a ta'a b'shikol hadas, then masha asa asli. Right. Then ain a chozer. Okay. What's shikol hadas? L'koman mefurash. Go ahead. Let's pick it up from there. Omali Rav Hamnuna, right? He takes out that, what is the Bachtu? Omali Rav Hamnuna Rav Sheshes. It's not Ravina Rav Ashi. It's Rav Hamnuna Rav Sheshes. Go ahead.
Oshia.
Okay, so he asked him, what about if they made a mistake in Rav Chiya and Rav Oshia? What? Who are Rav Chiya and Rav Oshia? So they were Talmidim of Rebbe, okay, and they made the Braisos and Tosefta, okay. They made the Tosefta. So what does it say? So Rashi says, "Vafilu to'o b'Rebbe Chiya." This was a question that Rav Hamnuna had. He had a question. When you say to'o b'Dvar Mishnah, what if you made a mistake in the Tosefta, in Rav Chiya and Rav Oshia? So what is the question? So Rashi says, "Hi, Dvar Mishnah de Ka'omar." When you said if he makes a mistake in the Dvar Mishnah, "Miam Rinan da Afilu Tov b'Dvar Mishnah b'Tosefta debay Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Yoshia?" Do you mean something that is a Dvar Mishnah? Dvar Mishnah, I guess Rashi means something that's taught, right? Do you mean something that was taught in the Tosefta of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yoshia? Shehem Sidru HaTosefta, V'stamu Bo Masha Stamu. Those, they're the ones, Astam Tosefta is from them. The Tosefta was after Rebbe compiled the Mishnah, so there were a lot of Brises, so they compiled the Tosefta. It was also a compilation. Okay. And they decided what should be the Stam, meaning what should be the Halacha. They picked it from different positions in other brises. V'lo havi ikr kol kach k'mishnaseinu shestama Rebbe. But the Tosefta is not as authoritative as the Mishnah, because Rebbe was the one who compiled the Mishnah. And Rebbe, Shehaya Gadol Mehem, he was a greater man. He was greater than them. They were Talmidim. V'kola yeshiva mitsuya etzlo. The whole yeshiva was by Rebbe. Al yedei shehu nasi. Right? So he had the position of nasi. Everybody was by Rebbe. V'diktiku imo b'dvarim v'emidim al buryam. Interesting Rashi. He doesn't attribute it to Rebbe's godless per se. Right? He says, since Rebbe was the Gadol and the Nasi, he had all the Talmidim with him, and therefore they were able to really work out and finalize all of the Mishnayos and put them together in the right way. Because he had all the best students were there, and he was able to be medakdek with them and really work out all the problems. Right, it's like Gemara like says that. The Gemara like that says when they opened up the base medrash to used to be that Rabbi Shimon, I think, was when he was the Nasi, he had a very strict policy, you couldn't come into the base medrash unless you were already a big Talmud Chacham. And then it was Rabbi Gamliel, and he opened up and they said like 12,000 students came in that day, and the back and forth through all the Talmud, then they were able to work out questions that they never were able to work out before. So Rabbi had a great collaborative body of Talmidim. So that was his question. But Rav Oshia and Rav Chia, I mean, they were the top Talmidim, Rebbe. So that was his question. Do we really mean Rebbe, the Mishnah that Rebbe put together, or even the Tosefta from Rav Oshia and Rav Chia? So he says, no, that's good too. That's also called the Dvar Mishnah. And then he kept going. Afilu b'derav Shmuel? What about a person makes a mistake in something that Rav and Shmuel said? B'memor did who? Sheposku misavara shelohem. V'lo havia masnisin ila savara. What about if they made a mistake in something that Rav and Shmuel said? But Rav and Shmuel are not a Mishnah. Rav Oshia and Rav Chia, they were compiling Mishnayasin. They were from Tanayim. They were just selecting the statements that they thought were the best. But the mistake is in a Tanoic Mishnah teaching. So that, he said, is called a Torah B'Dvar Mishnah. But what about in a statement of an Amora? Rav said something misvara, but that's the Psak of Rav, and it's recorded in the Gemara. Is that also called a Torah B'Dvar Mishnah? So he said, yeah. Afilu b'didi v'didach. Then he got personal already. He said, what about you and me? So he says, Omar Lai, Otu Onon Katli Kani Ba'agma? Onon. What do we, reed cutters in the bog?
Yeah, oh, I think you have one.
Like, what are we, chopped liver?
What are we, chopped liver? Right.
That's what I translated it as, but
like,
it's like, no, I got it. I have
this all wrong. So he says, Acharei Sha'amarti. He was already like a little annoyed at this point, right? After I already told you, once I already told you, if a guy makes a mistake in the Amoroyim, my griusonon me da achrini, why are we worse than anyone else? Katlikani means kotsim konim umalakti eitzim. It's a very low profession, very, very empty headed kind of work. Chopping wood, lumberjack. What are we, lumberjacks? No offense to the lumberjacks. Yeah. So let's see if we can understand this. His questions. I mean, he kept asking questions and questions. So what are his... each one apparently has a different Havamina in Torah B'Dvar Mishnah. Right? Versus Torah B'Shikla Das. Oh, and what is Shikla Das? Let's just get that one while we're here, right? Heichi Dami Shikla Das. The other choice. Amarav Papa, ki gon tre tanoi u tre amoroi de pligia dadi velo itmar hilchasa lo kamar velo kamar. So it's like this. You have two tanoim or two amoroim that you find in the Gemara. They argue. And the Gemara doesn't have any conclusion. There's no hilchasa in the Gemara. Like either one. V'ikri v'ovid kichad minayu. Right? And he did like one of them. Visugya deshmaita or de alma azli keidach. But the regular sugyas go like the other guy. The sugya in general goes like the other guy. Hainu shikavadas. Sugyan de almi keidach rov hadayonim niran lahem devar divrei hasheni. So there are two girsas. There's another Rashi where he says it differently, I think. But does it have it on hay? It's on hay also, right? You have the same thing on hay? But he's saying over here that most Dayanim go the other way.
It's in the Moses Rashi.
Is it the same or is it a little different? What does he have in the Moses Rashi? The Sugin to Alma?
Sugi
Deshmaita. What does he say? What does Rashi say over there?
Kibuch dina kechad minayhu v'azol ihu v'avad ki'ida. Hilkach dina lo hadar. V'kivan de lo hitmar hilkata lo kamar v'lo kamar hayd bal din dinaka lo boy v'shlumna.
He can't make him give it back. All right, but anyway, what does it mean, Tav B'Shikol Adas? So it means to say that what? So you have to understand, it is a toss. It is a toss. It's not like there's a machlokas, and it's not that the guy is really learned through the sugya and he's convinced that the psak is this way. He went one way, and when you show him, right, like the Ron mentioned that, right? You show him that you can demonstrate that he made a mistake, because you can show him that either it means you can show him that the Stam Gemara in general is going like one. It never was a stated hilchasa, but when you learn through the rest of the sugyas, you see the assumption is that it's like one of them, or it means. That most of the Chachamim have concluded one way, and he agrees. In the end, he agrees. Okay. Hiluch dina kechad minei. Right. Sugyan de alma means hiluch dina, means the way the din goes, like the flow of the din, it goes like the other way. Sugyan de alma kiidach. That's what Rashi learns. He's learning as a Tav B'Shikol Adas means that there's no open statement of Hilchasa, but an intelligent person would see that the Gemara is basically working out one way. That's Tav B'Shikol Adas, yeah. I'll give you an example of that. Okay. You know, we get the idea of what Shikol Adas is, because that's, so you'll have an idea of what the other possibility of Dvar Mishnah is. But we really want to primarily work on the question of Dvar Mishnah. Either it means Rebbe, per se, or it means even Toseftas, or even Gemaras, or even contemporaries. Right? And like the Ron brings down, it would be like the Gaonim and things like that. How far do you keep going? So what do you say? Let's take the first question. Tav B'Dvar Mishnah, does that include only Rebbe's statements or even Rav Oshia and Rav Yechia? Help this get along here. In other words, there's two, when we're trying to define this question of Mishnah, Tosefta, Gemara, and contemporary, you got to decide how you're approaching the question. Okay? There's two ways to approach this question. Okay, and like we're saying, obviously each step is some sort of a modification of an idea. But the two ways of approaching this question, I think. Either you can say, what is the question of, what is Rav Hamnuna's Chakira, is what I want to know. What is he thinking about? What is he unsure about? Okay, so you can say he's unsure, you can say he's sure about his idea of what Tav B'Dvar Mishnah is, but he's unsure about how we consider Mishnah, Tosefta, Amora, contemporary. In other words, he's sure that his definition of Tav B'Dvar Mishnah never is changing, but he's never sure, he's not sure, is a Tosefta considered definitive? Is an Amora considered definitive? Are we definitive? You understand? That's one way of going. Or, at the outset, he knows exactly what a Mishnah is, as opposed to a Tosefta, as opposed to an Amora, as opposed to a contemporary, but he's not sure about his definition of what Torah B'dvar Mishnah is. Does it fit into only Mishnah? Would it also encompass Tosefta? But he's not in doubt about what a Tosefta is. I'm getting from you guys the first way of looking at it. That's what I'm picking up. That he's not sure, is a Tosefta considered authoritative? I think it's worth giving it a shot the other way. That we all know Rebbe's Mishnah is the cream of the crop. It's the kav nuki, as they say. It's the purely refined, definitive, no doubt about psak, practically speaking. And Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Oshia they had some discretion in picking things that they picked. But they're not definitive. I mean, they were Talmidim. They used a certain amount of their discretion to decide which brises they thought are the best ones. But that was a different process that they arrived at those conclusions. Rebbe was like the ultimate process of arrive. There's no higher way anyone can ever arrive at the truth other than what Rebbe did. If there ever is considered the halachic fact, it's got to be what Rebbe's got. But Rav Chiya and Rav Yoshia, they were on their own working it out. They were thinking it through. But they were thinking through in picking Mishnayosin. The Amorayim are really producing new svaras on their own. Right? And also seem to be doing that. Not sure exactly what his last question was. It seemed that Rav Sheshes was a little bit annoyed by his last question. Like, I already told you about the Amorayim. What are you asking me about us for? But that doesn't absolve us of trying to figure out what his question was. You understand? I'm not giving you any answers. I'm just saying, I think we have to say that there's no question about what these things are, but it's a question, does Shikul HaDas, does Torah B'dvar Mishnah only mean, let's say, in an objective fact? Well, then maybe it's only Rebbe. Then that would be only Rebbe. The Tosefta is authoritative, but it's not in the halachic realm an objective fact. It was the brises that Rav Oshia thought were the best. Right? Now, when I'm making a mistake, I'm also selecting what I think the best price is. Yeah? So, is that considered Shikul HaDas? Or is that Dvar Mishnah?
Off two things.
That's right. No, the reason why I would say it's Shikul HaDas is because it's the same process that they were using. Could I argue it's the same process of selecting that they were using? So I made a mistake in a process of selecting, as opposed to a fact. We don't call that a fact anymore.
What are you selecting?
The best of brises that should be the psak of the tus in terms of the. Now, as you'll tell me, you'll tell me. What's that?
Isn't there no argument?
There's no argument. There's no argument in any of these cases. Even when I'm a Torah B'Shikul HaDas, everybody would agree I made a mistake. There's no argument. That's right. So now, as my process, the process that I used at deriving my conclusion was selecting between different statements of Amorayim. But I should have selected better. You understand what I'm saying? I should have been more deliberative, and I should have looked at all the shittas more carefully and come to a conclusion then. It's a process that was messed up. Now maybe since Rav Chiya and Rav Oshia were also involved in a process, Rebbe is like Misinai. That's it. There's no process. We don't consider the Dayan. This is my basic approach. We have to flesh it out. Okay. My basic approach is that Dvar Mishnah is, like you said, like a fact, but Shikul Hadas means it's a mistake in a process. Now, Rebbe is purely factual knowledge to us. We can never go back and redo what Rebbe did. We can't be engaged in the process that Rebbe was engaged in at all. So if I made a mistake by not having a Mishnah, you can't call that a process type of a mistake. It's not knowledge that's available to me via any type of weighing out and thinking. Shikul Hadas means a weighing out of the mind. There's no weighing out of anything that arrives at a Mishnah. I don't arrive at a Mishnah because I weighed it out. I arrive at the Mishnah because Rebbe did all of the thinking. He did all of the investigating with his Talmidim, and this is what came out of it. As opposed to the opposite extreme, is where there are various statements of Amoraim in the Gemara. There's no definitive conclusion. So now it's a process of weighing out which one do I think the halacha follows. So it's true. Most Gedolim went through this process and arrived at conclusion A. I went through the process and arrived at conclusion B. So I messed up the process. That's a Ta'a B'Shikul Hadas. Question is, when the process was applied in the framework of Mishnayasin, that's what Rebbe Hamnuna was wondering about. You know what I'm trying to work out? All right, let's think it over a little more.